Hey, this is 11L Radio New York International. I'm Dave. I'm your boogeyman. Hey, we've got a special guest coming up in a matter of moments. Kurt Ryle from the Gripweeds. He's got a brand new reissue, remastered, re-released CD, Giant on the Beach. And let's spin a couple of tunes, and then we'll chat with Kurt. This is 11L R&I.
The best music, R&I. We're cool.
We're cool with the Gripweeds.
I'm to say. Radio New York International.
Hey, how you doing? This is 11LRNI, and we just heard two cuts off the brand new remastered, reissued, re-released Gripweed CD, Giant on the Beach. Let's see, what do we hear? Astral Man and Realities. And I got Kurt Ryle, my special guest, on the line. Kurt, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, so listen, I've kind of been out of touch with reality and society for the last 2 months. did Kamala Harris win the Democratic nod, or was that Andrew Yang? I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're still waiting for a winner, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. And
there you go.
But anyway, listen, let's talk music, because people can turn on, you know, the TV and freak out at any moment. But, you know, here we're here to entertain. And I thank you for joining us here on 11LRNI. And so this CD has been sitting here on my shelf for years, and I haven't pulled it out and played it, but you re-released it, remastered it, and I said, let me give it another listen. And I said, wow, this is good. You knew this was good, didn't you?
Well, yeah, and we forgot about it, too. You know, it's like we're always intent on our latest release. You know, when you're in a band and you're making music in the moment and doing it right now, it's kind of like the most important thing to you is your most recent song or your most recent album. Mm-hmm. And it kind of you know, informs the live show, and you know, kind of everything revolves around what you're doing for your latest record. And the older records, you tend to, we kind of forget about them and maybe pick up a song or two from them, but we kind of like forgotten about this album. And the idea really came about because the English label Sugarbush Records, they wanted to do a vinyl version of some of our albums. And we chose this one because it was a good candidate to reissue. We didn't have any copies of the album either to sell. So it was kind of like, well, you know, it's been 15 years and the album's gone. You know, and we listened to it again and thought this is worthy of our attention again. And so that's why we brought it back.
Nice. I mean, the Gripweeds, folks, if you don't know, they've got searing vocals, great guitars, killer hooks, you know, and you're a little bit of a flashback band to the 60s. You kind of reflect that feel. And that's one of the things that kind of draw me into the web of the Gripweeds. You know, back
yeah,
in the day.
That's cool. That's cool. I mean, that's kind of our influences are from the 60s. And we always kind of thought of ourselves as, you know, kind of like a band from the 60s, but in the now, almost as if disco and all the other trends that came after it never happened.
Uh-huh.
And we just kind of picked up from, you know, 1968 and here we are in 2020, and you know, and making music now. You know, and that's kind of our approach. Is it's a fresh take on influences from that time period.
And you've got a studio, and you guys produce other people, and I mean, you're a master and a whiz. And I think I said to you many years ago, and you were kind of, oh shucks, I don't know about that. I said you're one of the, you know, top five drummers I've ever seen, you know, out there.
Shucks.
Yeah, shucks. Yeah, it's but really, I mean, you know, when you get into it, and you know, and singing wise, I mean, you blow everyone away, because you know, when you're setting up, you know, and you're at a new venue, the sound guy says, "Where is the lead singer going to stand?" And you go, "No, he's sitting down in the back. He's sitting down in the back."
Yeah, well, we've always been, you know, we've always confounded the sound guys at uh-huh. shows. You know, they're like, "Okay, as you say, where's the lead singer? Oh, he's the drummer in the back." And and you got the girl up there. She must be the singer. No, she's the lead guitar player.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's always, we're always confounding people with that. And I think it's kind of a unique element of what we do, because I really don't know. Well, I mean, you've got, as far as singing drummers, you had Levon Helm, you had Don Henley, you even had Mickey Dolenz.
Right, right, that's true.
But none of them kind of play with the ferocity of a Keith Moon, you know. So I just wound up kind of saddled with playing drums and singing. It just happened, and I had to figure out a way to do it.
Right.
And I have been asked periodically. Various people have, even industry people have said, "Oh, you should come out front," you know. And sometimes I do, but playing the drums in the Gripweeds, number one, it's really fun, and number two, it's a defining element of our sound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I don't play drums, someone else will play,
right.
And that'll be a whole other kind of vibe that we don't necessarily want.
Right, and you'll sit there and say, "Wait, no, hit it there, hit it." No, you got to come in this way.
Exactly.
And you don't want to annoy somebody. You don't want to annoy somebody, but you want to get it right, and only you can do it. You know, the Gripweeds way.
Right. So I'm going to do this as long as I can, and I'm like an athlete. I'm in training.
Uh-huh.
I run. I keep myself in good shape so that I have the air.
Yeah.
To be able to sing and play, and it takes a lot of air. You know.
Oh yeah.
I can still do it. And I'm going to do it.
I
can't wait to do it.
I remember many years ago, you were doing a cover show, and you were behind the drums, and you had a full lineup, Mike Fornatel and a bunch of other folks were out front singing. And
yeah.
I got behind the drum kit, and I was shooting you, you know, what you see when you go out, you know, and your hands flying. And you said, "I've never seen that before. No one has ever shot a video from, you know, behind my right shoulder on what I do, you know." And it was like, that was really fun. I wish I could find that video.
I'd like to see that again. I haven't seen that in a while.
I've got it. Hopefully it'll come up on Facebook again, you know, and then I can repost it. Hey, I want to spin a tune that I kind of like that's different from the Gripweeds, but it's very similar to the Gripweeds with the searing vocals. You've got a song called "I Believe." Can you tell me a little bit about that, Kurt?
Yeah, that's my brother Rick wrote that song. Rick and I have been in the band together since the beginning. We started it in college,
mm-hmm.
when we were at Rutgers College. He wrote that song. And I remember, I can't say what he was writing it about, although it got picked up by a lot of Christian radio stations back in when we released the album.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Why is this song doing so well?" And they're like, "Oh, it's a," you know, they kind of thought it was like a religious thing, but it's not. I'm not sure what he's singing about, but I do know that I had this Gretsch, I still have it, a Gretsch Duojet guitar.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty much the same, it's exactly the same guitar that George Harrison had early on.
Nice.
Like playing it in the cavern and stuff. It's the black one he had, and it's from 1957. My guitar is actually from 1957. It's not a reissue. So I got this guitar right when we were recording this album.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick started playing it. He goes, "Oh my God, I love this guitar." First he tells me, "Can I have it?" And I said, no, you can't. It's mine. But you can play it whenever you want. So he wound up using it on a lot of this album. And that song, when you hear "I Believe," it's the sound of the Gretsch Duojet playing the riff that opens the song. That's the sound of that guitar, and it's just magic. So,
okay, let's hear the Gripweeds. "I Believe" here on 11L, R&I, We Believe.
I believe.
Hey, we're talking with Kurt Ryle, and the song is I Believe, and that sounds very Who-ish to me.
Yeah, it's all in there. You know, all these influences come out, and, you know, it informs the way we write and the way we sing and the way we play.
You know,
Yeah,
you guys, I think you guys would be the perfect backup band for The Who. Because I think you guys get it right, you know?
I wouldn't turn that job down.
No, no, that's worth holding on to. That would be a sweet gig.
I would not.
Because the current version of The Who is the best cover band of The Who out there, but it's not The Who.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I would do with The Who is I would say, look, can we do a few songs off Who Sell Out, or can we do something off a quick one? You know? I'd want to take them a little bit back, before, obviously, Who's Next is their huge, you know, that's their big monument, but I like a lot of their stuff from the 60s, of course, because of what we like, you know.
And, you know, you did a version, a cover version of I Can See for Miles many years ago.
No, we never did.
You did on a cover show. You were playing, I don't know, somewhere on the lower, you weren't with the band, you weren't with the Gripweeds. You were just you as yourself and other people were there. And you did a you might have forgotten. But it was.
I think I did.
Yes, you did. You did forget. Or you did it. I don't know. Or maybe I forgot. But this is 11L Radio New York International, and we're listening to some new music that's been reissued, re-released, remastered, Giant on the Beach.
Remixed,
you know. But you also released a companion CD that goes with this. Is that something for only radio people, or that goes out to the general public?
Well, that really, that was for the fans, mostly.
Ah, okay, better.
We released the album, and it's available everywhere.
Where?
Tell me where. The deluxe, what?
Where can they get it? Available everywhere means, you know.
Well, I would say Amazon, but you can't get things at Amazon right now because of the pandemic, but you can get the album at gripweeds.com.
Okay.
Or you could go to iTunes, I guess. You could download, anywhere you could download your music or stream, you could probably get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to gripweeds.com, which is our website, the band website, it's direct from us. We have an online store. And what we've done on the last couple of releases is we've put together these deluxe versions of the albums.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could get the standard version, you get the single disc, which is, it's a remixed version of Giant on the Beach, and we just did it last year, just finished it at the end of the year. But what we also have is a deluxe edition, which is the album plus a whole album or disc of outtakes and live recordings and new recordings. And that's only available from gripweeds.com.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that has a lot of interesting things on it. The album is the studio album proper, and there's an extra version of Give Me Some of Your Ways on that, which we were doing when we were working on the songs for the deluxe. What we did for the deluxe album is we set up live in the studio. We got cameras, video cameras, and we recorded live different versions of the songs, of five songs that we did on the album. And we did them just live. I play guitar and drums at the same time and sing at the same time.
Wow!
Yeah. So I'm just playing acoustic and like I'm playing a kick drum and a hi hat. You know, so it's minimal. It's kind of a minimalist thing, but it's all live. And five of those songs are on this deluxe version, so they're new versions of the songs, well recorded. And then we go back in time to. When we were on the radio, kind of like this, but we were in person as a band. We were on our way down to South by Southwest in Austin years ago, and we stopped off at a radio station in North Carolina and did an interview, and we played live, and I have a recording of it. So we released some of the excerpts of that on this disc. And then there's demos. Demo versions of the songs, some of the songs, and then some live versions of the songs that we had done over the years.
Oh, nice.
So it's
really good.
Collection.
It's real. I've been playing it more than the record. I shouldn't tell you that, but that's what I've been doing because I like that.
Well,
I like that alternate stuff.
I think I've played that more than the record too, but you know, I mean, we really worked hard on getting the record to sound great. We had done it back in 2004, and we've, as you said before, we're a studio, and we've made a lot of strides in our ability to mix records and record, but we've done a lot of work since 2004, and it's really good to be able to apply all those techniques and all that knowledge to a previous record and bring it up a notch, you know. And we wanted to do that because it was going to be re-released on vinyl, and we thought we may as well remix this and put it out again, because it hasn't been available for at least a decade.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly. So, and folks, if you don't know that where the name Gripweeds came from, I'll let you tell them about that one, Kurt.
Oh, well.
Who was Gripweed?
I can't say the actual origins of the word, because I really don't know. I've heard some things recently that it has to do with the First World War, about the English people being very, very tenacious about, you know, surviving. But, you know, Gripweed. But we got the name from a character that John Lennon played in his first solo appearance in a movie called How I Won the War, which is the title of our album that we put out in 2015. Coincidentally. no, but his character was Private Gripweed. And we thought, well, that'd be a cool name for a band.
Yeah. So you ran with it. So you guys got more records out than the Beatles do. How does it feel about that?
That can't be.
No,
that
you
just can't be.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking the bootlegs and the alternates, but the regular catalog. Or is it close to it? It's close to it, I think.
Yeah, you know, the Beatles had an unbelievable output in their time, which was 7 years. They were actually like a band recording. You know, to put out that much material was just an incredible compressed thing that just doesn't happen in this day and age anymore. It just, there's no demand for what they were doing. They were like on such a tear of like a single every 3 months and an album twice, two albums a year. Nobody does that anymore. The music industry totally changed. You know, we've been on a pace, kind of, we try to do something every year, you know, get something out there every year. And we've been doing that from the total last decade has been that, you know. And we got off to a good start here.
Hey, let me jump off the beaten path for a second. Are you a baseball fan? Because this is opening day.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I just don't have the time to devote to watching the game. But, sure, it's America's favorite pastime.
So your memories are just not having the time to do it. Well, everyone else fits in. We have the time, but we don't have the game. So it's weird not having baseball, you know, with the onset of spring. But hey, listen, Kurt.
It really is. It is.
Yeah. Rather than talk about baseball, where can they get? Once again, where can they find the Gripweeds music, and where can they find you if they want to reach out to you and buy some product, which they should.
Well, first stop would be gripweeds.com. We're pretty much set up for that, and we have a mail order business that we do. And especially now, you know, I don't like to hawk stuff, but you know, now in this particular period of time that we're in, where everybody is scrambling, it's a good time to buy music to support bands who can't go out there and play. We can't go out now and play a live show, and that's part of where we get our living from. So that's off the table right now. But we have a very strong mail order business and you know, an online business that you know, you can buy all our discs and all our albums and stuff there. And there's a lot of stuff there that you can't get anywhere.
Okay.
You know, a lot of real personalized kind of stuff that's only from our website. Other than that, I mean, we're on Facebook and we're on Twitter, and friend us where you can. And if you have a question or, you know, if you want to tell us something, we're always listening, and we respond. You know, we like to hear from people and, you know, hear what they have to say about us and what they like and what they don't like. You know, it gets filtered in somehow.
Well, that's good. Hey, listen, I wish you the best of luck. I wish you, Rick, Christian, and Dave, you know, safety, as I do the rest of the world. And, you know, reach out to these guys. You know, check out some music. Go on to their website. Support bands. Hey, do you have any idea, any thought of maybe doing some live video? Like
yeah,
everyone
we're
is doing?
We're thinking of those things, actually.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a technological curve to do it, right? Because we want to, if we're going to do it, we'd rather not just do it with all four of us standing in front of a camera on Facebook. We'd like to do it well. Not that that's not well. I might do that on my own. But we are talking about putting together something live. And there is something that we're working on that's coming up. That we're going to, you know, do a broadcast. So
it's in the
works.
Cool.
And we're thinking about it.
Hey, listen, Kurt, listen, I'll let you go. Thank you kindly. We're going to spin a couple of more tunes from the alternate version, the bonus CD that comes on the website. And I thank you again. And, you know, hey, listen, be well, be safe. And you know what? We're going to get together one of these days. We're going to have a good time then. I promise.
All right. And thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Hey, listen, my pleasure. Be well and give my best to the gang, please.
Yeah, will do. Will do. And you do the same.
I shall. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
The best music, R&I. We're cool.
New music from the Gripweeds off the fan-friendly bonus disc that you can get on the Gripweeds website. Give me some of your ways. And hey, we've got a couple of little sound bites with Kurt that's also on that little bonus disc. And it's not a little disc, I should say. It probably runs close to 75 minutes. So hey, this is Kurt on demos.
A lot of times when I write a song, I almost have a sound in my head, and that I'm trying to communicate the sound. Often what happens, and this is a really good thing, is the other band members bring another element to it, which only adds to it, that I would have never thought of.
And this is Kristen on vocals.
So the next song, we're going to feature Kristen on vocals.
Is it difficult switching over roles after concentrating so much on lead playing to just do a vocal, or does it just kind of happen?
For all the years that I've been playing, I've only really sang because people made me sing. I'm really a guitar player, and I work all the time on my guitar parts and my arrangements, but I do like to sing a few things, and on every album I usually sing a song. Let's go. It's called Closer to Love.
And this is the Gripweeds talking about the Genie record, the CD.
Giant on the Beach, it could mean whatever you want it to mean, really. But if you see the artwork on the cover, which shows a giant genie on a beach and us being intimidated by him, it's beautiful. It's beautiful artwork.
Well, is he intimidated or is he bowing to us, or what is he doing?
I don't know. Well,
that's open
to interpretation. it's a powerful image, and it's a, you know, a genie or a giant represents power, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we were attracted to.
And then we actually photographed ourselves inside a genie bottle. If you look inside, you can see all the pictures.
We shrunk ourselves down to tiny size and got in it.
Well, that was the wrong jingle, but hey, this is not the right, this is the right jingle. This is the Gripweeds, the Realities off their bonus disc.
Cameras to speed, atomic batteries to power. You guys ready? Dave?
Yeah?
In on the pickup note.
Anticipation, Dave. Anticipation.
One, two, one, two, three.
our studio to grip weed. Wow. That's great.
That was reality.
Thank you.
That was a nice jolt of reality there. Well, thank you.
The Gripweeds here on 11L R&I. Hey, let's run with a little bit more of their music off that fan-friendly bonus disc. Hey, this is, what are we going to play? There's so much to play here. I've played all this stuff. Let's see. Here's a song called Midnight Sun. It's a demo. The Gripweeds here on 11L R&I.
That I don't
play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Deceive me now, here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, mine to see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and 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 miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles.
I just thought I'd be a little goofy and slip in the Who. Yeah, the original version. I can see for miles and miles with the Who. And, you know, the Gripweeds are right in that vein. And, hey, let's play something off the latest Who album, shall we? New Who, just for you on R&I.
I don't care. This song, and that's fair. We never really got along. It's not new, not diverse. It won't light up your parade. It's just simple verse. All this music will
fade,
just like the edge of a blade. All this music will fade, just like the edge of a blade.
what's mine is mine and what's mine is yours. Who gives a fuck?
With Dave the Boogeyman.
Plays much more music.
Ah, this ain't the Who. This is the Gripweeds on R&I. Hey, this goes out to Steven.
Would all sing, he would take the wrong key. hill. So they rode on his head in their fur donkey. Kids could hurt Jack. They tried, tried, tried. They dropped things on his back. Stop Jack or the water's lapping, and they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy. They couldn't stop Jack or the water's lapping.
That was The Who, Happy Jack, live. Before that, Waiting for a Sign, The Gripweeds. And then before that, The Who, All This Music Must Fade, off their brand new album. And then my favorite song of all time. That's right, folks. Number one with a pick hit, sure shot of the week. The Who with I Can See for Miles and Miles and Miles. Hey, I got to get out of here, but I'll be back in a few moments. There's more stuff coming up here on the 11L Network. We've got to play a jingle, and we'll talk to you soon.
Don't touch a thing. You're sent on the 11L Network.
Wonderful R&I. Request time.
Be sure to bookmark us at johnlightning.com.
Well, I blew that one. Let's try that again. Can we do this professionally?
Yeah.
Be sure to bookmark us at johnlightning.com.
The greatest Dave in the world.
You bet.
Sunday sound better with Dave online radio.